From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting with reports of internal clashes among his team and widespread speculation about who will be part of his cabinet. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said on Twitter late Tuesday that the week-old process of transferring power from President Barack Obama's administration to his is going fine. Trump wrote, "A very organized process is taking place, and he decides on his cabinet and many other positions," adding he is the only person who knows who the finalists are. Aides are signaling that former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani could be named Secretary of State. U.S. media reports say that retired Army General Michael Flynn, once the head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, is a possible pick as National Security Advisor. U.S. President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence met Tuesday in New York to discuss the key appointments in their new government. The two have more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. as they prepare to assume power January 20th, but their immediate focus is on filling the top diplomatic posts. So far, Trump's choice as chief of strategists is generating the most pushback from civil rights monitoring groups.
"We are very seriously concerned that Donald Trump has named Stephen Bannon to the senior advisor position in the White House. It's a disaster. In effect, what President-elect Trump is doing is inviting white nationalism directly into the People's House in Washington, D.C.
That's Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. President Barack Obama is starting his final day in Greece with a tour of the Acropolis, the nation's most famous ancient monument. Mr. Obama will also deliver a speech to the Greek people as he winds up the first leg of his final foreign tour as president and heads from Greece to Germany. This is the